Minister, I despair, but probably not surprised, is the latest genocide being perpetrated by the Israeli regime against the Palestinian people. I am sick to my core at the cowardly response as well of the European Union President Ursula von der Leyen, who seeks to blame the Hamas rockets with no reference to the instigators of this violence. We cannot look away while Palestine is decimated. The both sides' narrative for the last week and a half is absolutely shocking. Hamas is throwing rockets while Israel is carrying out airstrikes on residential buildings. News reports death tolls in Palestine in the hundreds, with many more injured and children killed. Children are now speaking out in Palestine. The power of social media is bringing us their stories and the stark realities of their lives. I unequivocally condemn the state of Israel's apartheid aggression and the US and EU who turn their eyes away from this genocide. The inappropriate responses from Biden and von der Leyen, among others, about both sides and that Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas rockets while completely ignoring the rising number of children's deaths is the worst of international politics. It is not anti-Semitic to speak out against the murder of innocent children. It is not anti-Semitic to boycott goods from occupied territories. And it is not anti-Semitic to call out genocide. Once again, the Tortoise Shack podcast has been bringing us harrowing on-the-ground news. On a recent recording of a short podcast with Gaza-based journalist Hannah Salah last week, when very loud explosions could be heard very close to Hannah's location. The short episode ended with Hannah saying that she had to leave the building and get to safety. And then we have the Twitter feed of the Israeli Defense Forces. It's just bizarre. They are tweeting in English and have 1.4 million followers. And the Twitter feed of the State of Israel has literally been tweeting rocket emojis. That's the state of their defence. And the thread of tweets is just full of rocket emojis. On the 9th of December last, I moved a motion that restored Senator Francis Black's Control of Economic Activity Occupied Territories Bill to the order paper and the Dáil this term when others refused to do so. And it is time to urgently progress this bill, which actually is constitutional despite your AG's advice. And the government should move it forward right away. Also, I believe Ireland should expel the Israeli ambassador. You'll remember Cancordo when we expelled the Russian diplomat in a show of solidarity with the UK back in 2018. And the Cancordo should immediately disband the Ireland-Israel Parliamentary Friendship Committee. I think that's something that we as members of this House can do now right away. And I think it is completely fair for us in the House to say that we don't extend friendship to those who kill innocent children and civilians. Let us show Palestine that Ireland stands in full solidarity by doing the things that we can do now. Thank you.